Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Gevias Choiv Mehalakuchos, Vehilchos Apoitiki, Halacha Hei, Paragraph Tes. In the previous shiur, Rav Nosson Zal opened up a discussion on the topic of Purim, and we spoke at length about Amalek Haman, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show the side of Kedusha, in explaining Mordechai HaTzadik. Paragraph Tes, V'hatikun hoyo al yedei Mordechai. And the correction, the tikun for all of this was through Mordechai HaTzadik, Shehu Bechinas Mor Deroyer, More Dachya, whereby the Gemara tells us that everything, every part of Torah is found in the Chumash, in the five books of Torah. So the Gemara says, where do we find Mordechai HaTzadik mentioned there? The Gemara says that in one of the spices that was used for the Ketores and for the Shemen HaMishcha, the special oil that was used to initiate all the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan and the kings, one of those spices was called Mor Doror. And the Targum, the Aramaic on that is Morei Dachya, which together is Mordechai. And all the Hasidic Sforim write a lot about this, explaining the connection between Mordechai HaTzadik and this holy spice. In Likutei Halachos, there must be about 10 different explanations on that. This is one of them. Shehu Bechinas HaTzadik Oemes. Mordechai HaTzadik obviously was an example of the Tzadik Oemes of his generation. Sheyochoi Lasois Rosh Hashanah, who is qualified to conduct Rosh Hashanah. As Rabbeinu Zal, remember this halacha is based on chapter 1 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is one of the main Rosh Hashanah Torahs, a Torah that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about Rosh Hashanah. And in that Torah, he explains a lot about Rosh Hashanah. So here Rav Nosson Zal is going to make reference to that a little bit. So the true tzaddik is the one who's qualified to conduct Rosh Hashanah, Shehu Dones Hakoyel Lekaf Zchus, because he's always careful to judge everybody favorably, Shehu HaHepech MiBizui Anoshim, which is the opposite of Haman, the opposite of a person who was always insulting people, looking down on people, finding fault with them. Kihu mekayim altehi boz lechol adam, because the true tzaddik fulfills what it says in the Mishnah in Perkei Avos: do not insult anybody. V'choiser b'chol koychoi lohoitzias hakoil micherpois ubizyonos, and the true tzaddik digs and does everything in his power to take everybody out of the category of shame, insult, ulahachnison letoich kovoy degdusha, and to include them within the framework of holy honor and respect. Kihu mekayim al todenes chaverchot shatagir lemekoimoy, ukamashekosov sham, ayin sham, because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there on Likutei Moran, the true tzaddik fulfills again what it says in the Mishnah: don't judge any person until you're in that person's place. And since most people are not capable of putting themselves in somebody else's place, therefore most people are not allowed to judge anybody. It's only Hashem who is referred to as the place of the world. And the true tzaddikim, who are a composite of all the people, they can put themselves in other person's places. They can understand why this person did that thing, that it wasn't his fault or anything. It's because of where they're at right now, because of the place they're at. Just like Rav Nosson Zal gives an incredible example of this, when Moshe Rabbeinu, shortly before his passing, reprimanded the Jewish people. He begins Chumash Dvarim with the words, Eile hadvorim asher diber Moshe, these are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke El Bnei Yisrael, to the Jewish people. And it doesn't say any, he didn't say anything. All it does there is gives a list of locations. It says, Be'ever hayarden, bo'arova, mul this. It lists a whole bunch of locations. And Rashi HaKodesh explains, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to remind the Jews of the mistakes that they had made, the things that they had done wrong. But instead of actually telling them the things they did wrong, which would be hurtful, which would be insulting and embarrassing, he did it in an incredible indirect way. He mentioned the locations, the places. And by mentioning the places, they knew what he was referring to, and yet he wasn't putting it in their face in an ugly way. That's one explanation. And Rav Nosson Zal gives another explanation, taking it a step further, that by Moshe Rabbeinu mentioning those locations, he was defending the Jews. You know why they made mistakes? Because they were in this place. And this place was suitable, was vulnerable for committing sins. This place was very well suited for doing sins and mistakes. So it's the location that played an important role in why they fell, why they made a mistake. And this is just one of the examples of how the great tzaddikim are able to defend Klal Yisrael, able to be melamed zchus, to find merit, even in the worst situations, to be able to show that it wasn't him. In such a place, what do you expect? Anybody in that place would easily have committed a sin, that kind of thing. Kimor droyer besomim roish, because this spice, which is mentioned in Chumash Mois, which was used, shehu shemen hamishcha, which was one of the main ingredients in the special oil that was used to anoint and initiate all the vessels in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash, al yidei ze malin kol hadvorim letoich hakovoy degdusha. Rav Nosson Zal says, if you want to look at this honestly, by putting that oil, that mor dror, on each one of those vessels, that's what took that vessel out of a status of being ordinary, regular, and brought it into the framework of holiness. Now it suddenly became a holy vessel. It became a vessel that's qualified to serve in the Mishkan. Kal yidei shemen hamishcha nimshichu kol avoidas hamishkan v'chelov v'chol ha-koyhanim v'hamalochim. Because this special oil, this holy oil, the shemen hamishcha, of which Mor Dror was a major component, which represents Mordechai, this oil is what anointed the entire service of the Mishkan and all of its vessels, and all the Kohanim and the kings. A Jewish king, before he could serve as a king, had to be anointed with this special oil. Shekulam kiblu kivoidam. All of them received their respectability. V'yotzu mechoil el lekoidish. And they were transferred from a category of being regular, no special holiness, and being brought into holiness, mi bizui, from insult, lekavoy, to honor and respectability, al yidei shemen hamishcha, through this special holy oil, shemekadesh hakoil, which sanctifies everything. Now Rav Nosson Zal takes it further. Ki kol hakovoy digdusha hoyo b'mishkan. Because the center of all holiness was the Mishkan. K'may shekosov, as it says in the Torah, Mishkan kivoydoy, the residence of Hashem's respect, of Hashem's kovoy. Uksiv, there's another pasuk that says, Ukevoid Hashem moleyas hamishkan. The honor of Hashem filled the Mishkan. So we see, what was the Mishkan all about? It was all about kavod, respect, respectability, honor. And what took something, what made something part of the Mishkan, was this oil, this special oil, the Shemen HaMishcha, of which Mor Dror was a major component. Mor Dror is Mordechai, the tzaddik. So we see this is what the tzaddik is all about. The tzaddik is the one, the true tzaddik is the one who has the ability to take things from ordinary, from no special respect, and elevate them and integrate them into the respect of Hashem, Kvoid Hashem. V'chein ha-kohanim u'bigdeihem, and so to the kohanim, and their clothing, shehoyu lechovoid ulesiforis, which was all about kavod and beauty. That the Torah mentions that, that the Kohanim will wear these special garments because this is their respectability, that they are the only ones who are allowed to wear these special holy garments. Kulam niskachu v'zochu lichvoidam al yidei shenimshchu b'shemen ha-mishcha. All of them, all the Kohanim and all of their clothing was sanctified through this Shemen HaMishcha. V'yidei zeh hoyo lehem koyach lechaper al Yisrael. And this is what gave them the ability to atone, to forgive, to get the Jewish sins forgiven al yidei ha-korbonoi shekrivu b'mishkan, through the special sacrifices which the Kohanim brought in the Mishkan. Shaideze bitlu mi Yisrael kol habizyoinois vacherpois vabushois. That's how they eliminated from the Jewish people all the insults and shame and embarrassment, shehem ho avoinois, which are the sins. Vehelu es hakoil mi bizoyin lekovoid. And they elevated everything from a status of shame and embarrassment, from a status of sin, tuma, impurity, to take it out of that category and bring it into honor. V'hakoil hoyo al yidei shemen ha-mishcha. All of these things, all the vessels in the Mishkan, and all the people, the Kohanim, and their clothing, all of it required the shemen ha-mishcha. The shemen ha-mishcha was that ingredient that elevated them to a state of holiness and gave them the ability to bring karbonos, to do everything they needed to do. The entire holiness of the Mishkan and the Kohanim was all based on this Shemen HaMishcha. And so too the honor and the respectability of the Jewish kings came about by their being anointed with this special holy oil. And now you can also, for this reason, Hagoyel Tzedek, the final redeemer, Nikra b'shem Moshiach. His name is Moshiach, which means al shem shenimshach b'shem en ha-mishcha, because of the fact that he will be anointed with this special oil, this holy oil. Ki Moshiach yasoik bozeh b'yoyser, because Moshiach is the one who's going to accomplish this on the highest level. What? Lahalois hakoil mi bizoyon lekovoid, to elevate everything, to take it out of the category of shame and embarrassment, and to elevate it to respectability and honor. Ulekayim betachlis hashlemus al tehi boz lecholodon. He is the one who's going to reach the highest level possible in not insulting anybody, not embarrassing anybody, being able to see the good in everybody. Livli levazois shum odom sheboilam. Not to insult or embarrass anybody in the world, not to exclude anybody in the world, but rather to have the ability to include everybody into the framework of Kedusha. Just like the Pasuk says, V'noharu elav kol hagoyim, that even all the nations of the world are going to stream to Moshiach. Why? Because they're going to see that there's no negativity by him, that he's able to see good in everybody, even in them. Rak lasoikim hakoil, but rather Moshiach is going to be involved with everybody, lesaknoi, to rectify them, ulahaloisoi, mi bizoyoin lekoved kedusha, and to elevate them from a low level, from a level of shame, insult, embarrassment, to be included within the framework of holy kavod. Kamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says about Moshiach, yochois al dal ve'evyoin, he will take pity on the poor, the lowly, ve'nafshois evyoinim yoshia, and he will help, he will be a salvation for the souls of the poor. Mitoich u'michomos yigal nafsham, he will rescue them and save them from all kinds of negative things, v'yekar domam be'enov, and their blood, their souls, will be precious, will be honorable in his eyes. He will look at them with yekar, with honor and respect. Rav Nosson Zal says, v'yekar daiko, look at the word that the pasuk uses. Yekar means respect. Hepech vayives, the opposite of Haman, who looks down on everybody, who insults everybody. Everybody's a nobody to him. V'alkein, hu nikra b'yoyser me'akoel al shem shemen ha'mishcha. And this is why the final redeemer of Klal Yisrael is going to have this title, which no other person, Moshiach, the title Moshiach, ki nikra, for the Shemen HaMishcha, ki nikra Moshiach kanal, ki ze ikra bechinas Shemen HaMishcha, because this is really the essence of the Shemen HaMishcha, what it was really all about, shema lehakoil mi bizoyon lekoved ekdusha v'kanal. This oil had this special power to elevate anything it was put on from ordinary or from insult, from lowly, to elevate it to honorable, to respectable. Umishom hoya shoyresh Mordechai atzadik. And that was the roots, that was the origin, the place, the source from where Mordechai atzadik drew his power. Bechinas mor deroyer besamim roish shel shemen amishcha. From this holy spice of the Shemen HaMishcha, Shezeh Hefech Haman, this is the exact opposite of Haman, Shehoya Mevaze Es HaKoil, who insulted everybody. Imagine, everybody had to bow down to him. When a person's bowing down, he feels like he's a slave, he's a servant, he's a nothing. Haman required that everybody bow to him. Ki hu mishtade lahalois es kol adam, mi bizoyon lekoved kanal. Because Mordechai HaTzadik directs all of his efforts to elevating every human being from a category, a status of bizoyon to kovoid. Ki hu oicheiz bekisei hakovoid. Because he is attached solidly to the throne of honor, of glory of Hashem. Al yidei shehizgaber lahachnia uleshaber kol ha-taivois. Through the fact that he battled and succeeded in overcoming all of his materialistic desires, ulesaken kol hakilkulim, and to rectify all the problems and all the negativity, haboyim al yidei klipas Haman Amalek, which is caused by the tumah of Haman Amalek. So Mordechai HaTzadik was zeicher to get out of all of that, ad shezeicher lebechinas kovoid yamchilim, until he is zeicher to get to a level where he can pass on kovoid to anybody he comes in contact with. And that's what elevates him to make him similar to Hashem in a sense. Hashem is called Mekoimoy Sheloilam. Hashem is the place of the world because Hashem knows everybody's place, and the true tzaddik gets to that kind of level also of recognizing where everybody is and being able to justify them, being able to find merit in them, and thereby being able to include them, not to exclude anybody, to be able to attach everybody to the Kisya Kovod, to the Kovod of Hashem, to the Kovod of Kedusha. The Yochoy Lasois Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, the true tzaddik is qualified to conduct Rosh Hashanah, meaning to have everybody come to him for Rosh Hashanah and for him to serve in the role like the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash. Just like the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash was the one who effected an atonement for all of Klal Yisrael, the true tzaddik, by everybody coming to him for Rosh Hashanah, is able to perform that role. Lodon es hakoy lekav zchus, to be able to judge everybody favorably. Shekol zeh hu bechinas hamishkan, and this is what the Mishkan was really all about. Shenimshach b'shemen hamishcha, which was also anointed with this special oil. Shehu bebechinas kedushas habeis hamikdash, that's the whole holiness of the holy temple. Sheshom ikar hamokim digdusha, which is the main site and center for holiness. Bechinas, as Yaakov Avinu said when he came upon that site, Manoiro Hamokoim Hazer, how awesome is this place? Kishom Nichlolim Bebechinas Lamala Meamokoim, because there a person is able to connect with above the concept of space, with the highest level of spirituality, which is Lamala Meamokoim. Kishom. We know the Gemara tells us in Sukkah and in other places that in the Beis Hamikdash you saw this concept of above the concept of space. Because in the Holy of Holies, you had the two Kruvim, those special cherubs, which were like these bird-like images with their wings. Each one of them was 10 amos. So together they took up 20 amos. And the room that they were in was 20 amos. And in between them was the Holy Ark. So the Gemara says, how does that work? 10 plus 10 is 20. Where's the room for the Ark? The Gemara says, no problem. It was above the concept of space. What does that mean? It's above our knowledge. It's above human comprehension right now. But that's what the Beis Hamikdash is. That's what holiness is. When the higher up you get in holiness, the Gemara says that when there's peace between people, when people like each other, they can sleep together on the blade of a sword, on the edge of a sword. Meaning, the more peace, the more holiness, the more you get to a higher and higher level of holiness, less of a problem of space. We know by Cain and Hevel, there were two people in the world, and one of them felt that he needed more space. He had to get rid of his brother because he was crowding him. Like, it was too crowded, the world having two people. That's the Sitrachra, that's Haman, that's Amalek. And the more you enter into Kiddusha holiness, it gets to Lamala Me'amokim. The Gemara says again, in the Beis Hamikdash, in the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash, 600,000 Jews would pack into there on Rosh Hashanah, and they would have room to bow. Each person had Dalet Amos around him to bow. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Let's do the math. It doesn't check out. No problem. It doesn't have to check out. It's above the concept of space, above those rules. That's the place. That's the Beis Hamikdash. That's the time. Shabbos, Kodesh, Yontav, those, the holiest times are above the concept of time. And the Jewish people, especially the tzaddik is the one who can go above the concept of time, above the concept of space, and be able to judge everybody favorably, be able to bring everybody to a positive judgment. Kishom ikara hadvekus v'haklolius lehikol el boyis borach. Because there, in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan, is the place where a person can achieve the highest level of closeness and attachment to Hashem, to become part of Hashem, lehikol el boy, to become part of Hashem, shehu lemala mehamokoyim. And Hashem is above the concept of space. So if you become part of Hashem, you enter into that, you go above the concept of space. Paragraph Yud. Ki Hashem yisporach mekoymoy shel olam. Because the Gemara tells us, Hashem is the place of the world. Usually we say, a person is found in this room, in this house, on this block, in this neighborhood, in this city, in this country, in this hemisphere, in this world. And like the buck stops there. That's the Hashem. The world is found inside Hashem. Not just the world, but all the worlds, all of space is found inside a location called Hashem. So Hashem is not with inside place. Hashem is not inside Mokoim. Mokoim is inside of Hashem, Kav Yochum. Ve'ein loy shum Mokoim b'chol ha'oilomois ha'elyoinim ha'ruchniim v'hazakim b'tachlis zakus ha'ruchnis. And because Hashem is the place of the world, Hashem cannot be contained, not in any heavenly world, no matter how pure, no matter how spiritual it is, there ain't no place that's big enough, that's holy enough, to contain Hashem. At shekol dorei malo shoyalim ayi mekoyim kevoidoi, to the point where all the heavenly angels ask, where is Hashem? Where is his place? Because they realize that Hashem is above any concept of place or space that even they have. Avol me'ahavoso yes Yisrael. And yet, out of Hashem's incredible love for the Jewish people, She'ikram heim hatzadikim, of whom the most important ones are the tzadikim, she'shibru estavosam, who succeeded in destroying their materialistic desires, v'zachu l'kol hatikunim anal, and was zecha to all the tikunim that are mentioned over there in chapter 1 in Likutei Moran, out of Hashem's great love for them, who mitzamtzem es atzmoy kaviyochol, Hashem shrinks himself, ad shemashre shechinosoy betoy chabei samikdosh, to the point where Hashem allows us to relate to him as being inside the Beis HaMikdosh. Shebozeh ho'oilam hagashmi daiko, in this physical, materialistic world. At shenikra makoimoy, to the point where the Beis HaMikdosh is called his house, his residence, his place. His place means he's inside of it. He's allowing himself, in a sense, to be contained within the Beis HaMikdosh. Kamoshakosov, as it says, as David HaMelech said, I will not sleep, I will not rest, ad emtso mokoim l'Hashem, until I find, until I discover a place for Hashem. Mishkono islavir Yaakov, a residence. So that's the Beis HaMikdosh. Now let's take it to the next level. V'chein kol hatzadikim heim merkavtoi shel mokoim. And so too, all of each one of the holy tzaddikim is a chariot for Hashem. Again, a chariot is something that a king goes inside and he sits down inside. The chariot contains him. The Sforim HaKadoshim, the Vilna Goin writes this, and all the holy Sforim write this, that the true tzaddikim, a tzaddik is a merkava for Hashem. He purifies himself. He makes himself into a Beis HaMikdosh. He makes himself so holy. He hallows himself out from all the junk, all the garbage, all the taivas rois and mitas rois, so that he becomes a merkava for Hashem, a chariot for Hashem. Because this is the real greatness and kindness of Hashem, that he chooses to enjoy and appreciate the service of the great tzaddikim, shehem bozeh ho'oretz hagashmi daika, who are found in this physical, materialistic world. And again, that's what makes them so special, that despite the fact that they're not in the Holy of Holies, despite the fact that they're in this materialistic, physical world, they're able, within this place, to achieve such a level of holiness and spirituality. Umishom daika heim nichlolim bo yisporach. And it's from within this physical, materialistic world, they are able to become part of Hashem. Completely, totally spiritual. Shehu mekoymoy sheloilam. Hashem, who is the place of the world. Ad shenechshav shekan bozeh ho'oilam daika hu mekoymoy yisporach. To the point where tzadikim, Hashem's love for tzaddikim, the Jewish people, is so great that Hashem allows this world, of all places, to be considered his residence, his mekoymo yisbar, bibachinas, as the Pasuk says, meloi chol ha'aretz kevoidoi, that the entire world is filled with the kovoid of Hashem. Bibachinas, manoiro ha'mokoym hazeh, and as Yaakov Avinu said, how awesome is this site, the site of the Beis HaMikdosh. Bechinas, or as Dovid HaMelech said, ad emtso mokoim l'Hashem, until I discover a place. So we see that even though on one level there can't possibly be any place for Hashem, because Hashem is above and beyond any concept of place or space, but Hashem, out of his love for Klal Yisrael, and especially the tzaddikim, kaviyochol, Hashem shrinks himself and allows himself to be contained, to be confined, and to be close to this physical, the tzaddikim in this world, the Beis HaMikdosh, these things. Vaydeze hem yecholim la'aseis Rosh Hashanah, and this is what enables these great, great tzaddikim to conduct Rosh Hashanah. Lodon es hakoy l'kav zchus, to judge everybody favorably. Shaydeze iker hatikin shel bechinas Purim, And this is the real essence of the holiday of Purim, Shematzilin Yisrael Mishvichas Domim, whereby the true tzaddikim save the Jews from being murdered, from being destroyed. Sherotzo Homon Yemach Shemoi Lahashmidom Labdom. Homon wanted to wipe out the Jews, to annihilate them. Al yedei ribui hakilkulim vahakitrugim shemot saleim, by using all the negative things that Haman was able to say about them. Look at them, they're garbage. Look at that, they eat the same tray food we do. They come to our banquets, they're involved with women, they're just as bad or worse than we are. That's what Haman is all about. Haman is all about prosecuting the Jews, finding the fault in them and in everybody, all the negativity. Avlat tzaddik ho'emes, p'chinas Mordechai, Mordror. However, the true tzaddik, who is Mordechai and Mordror, Torach, the yoga, he's the one who struggled and worked so hard to purify himself, to become a tzaddik, to get rid of all of his taivas rois and midas rois. Ubizo atzmoi bechol habizyonos. And he's the one who accepted upon himself all kinds of insults and shame and embarrassment. Mordechai sat on the floor, put ashes on himself, covered himself with sackcloth, like a beggar, like a nothing, like a Bowery bump, somebody who's sitting in the garbage. Ki Mordechai yoda eskola shenaso meirosh vatsoif. Because as it says in the Megillah, Mordechai knew everything. He knew everything from beginning to end. He got the whole picture clear, very, very clear. V'adheichon hadovar magia b'chol dor v'dor b'chol shana v'shana. Mordechai is the one who knows how serious this battle is, how serious it was during his time, the battle against the forces of evil, against Amalek, against Haman, and how serious this battle is in every single generation, every single year. So what does Mordechai do? Vayetze besoichoir. He goes out into the center of the city. Vayikras begodov, and he tears his clothing. What is clothing? Clothing is the honor and respect, the respect of a person. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan korele lemane mechabdusa. Rabbi Yochanan called his garments his respectability. What does Mordechai do? He tears his clothing. No respect, shame, embarrassment. Vayilbash sak voifer, and he put on sackcloth and ashes to show that I'm in the dirt. Vayizak zoko gedoylo mora, and he cried out this great bitter cry to Hashem. V'chein hichnis bechol Yisrael, and he taught the entire Jewish people this lotzum, to fast. Velizoy karbe, and to scream out to Hashem a lot, to cry out to Hashem a lot. As it says at the end of the Megillah, that they documented this whole thing. And what did they document? Divrei hatsoimois v'za'akosom. They documented all the fasting that was done. Esther Amalka fasted for 3 days, and all the other Jews fasted. V'za'akosom, and their great outcry to Hashem. Ki hatzadik mevaze es atzmoi, because the tzadik is the one who embarrasses himself, who insults himself. Bebechinas nivze be'einov nemos, as it says in Tehillim, when it lists the qualities of a true tzadik, one of the qualities is that he's a person who looks at himself like nothing, like something disgusting, like the lowest thing possible. That's himself. Avol shar b'nei yodom kulam chashuvim be'einov mo'id. Whereas everybody else, he has tremendous respect for. Everybody else is incredibly important to him. Afilu hagorua v'apochos mo'id. Even the worst, lowest person, to the tzaddik, he's critical. That person is critical. I need him. We need every single one. We can't leave anybody out. Kihu mekayim b'shleimus al tehi boz l'cholodom, because he is the one who fulfills perfectly what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, not to insult anybody. Kihu bechinas mekoymoi shaloylam, because the true tzaddik emulates Hashem, just like Hashem is mekoymoi shaloylam, he is mekoymoi shaloylam. Shedones hakoyl kav zchus kanal, he's the one who has the ability to judge everybody favorably, positive. That's what gave him the ability to save the Jewish people. Because Haman and Molech are the ones who bring up all the sins of the Jews. They're the ones who make us look terrible in Hashem's eyes. The tzaddik is the one who's able to reverse that completely, just like Moshe Rabbeinu did. Well, this is the main function of all the tzaddikim. V'nase toikev hanes shel Purim. And this is what brings about the incredible, the powerful miracle of Purim. Bechol doir v'doir. In each and every generation, u'bechol shana v'shana. In each and every year. It's not something of the past. The Mishnah says, ha'koyre ha'megillah le'mafreya. A person who reads the Megillah backwards, lo yotza, gets no credit for it. All the Hasidish Sforim write, HaKoyri HaMegillah Mafrei, a person who reads the Megillah as if it's something of the past. Backwards means back. It's behind us. It's something that happened yesterday. A person who looks at Purim as something that happened yesterday, lo yotza. He has not fulfilled the prayer. He doesn't get it. He doesn't know what Purim is. Purim is today. Purim is every year there's a new Purim. Every year there's Haman, this battle is taking place. The battle between the Haman and Molech, who looks at everybody like garbage, looks to insults everybody, versus the true tzaddikim, who have the ability, who have purified themselves, who have brought themselves so close to Hashem that they're a walking Beis HaMikdash, a Mishkan, a Kohen, everything. And thereby they're able to succeed in defending and justify every single Jew. This is why we find by Elianovi at a bris mila, at a bris. Elianovi is present at every bris. Why? Because Elianovi once said to Hashem, the Jews are no good. Ozvu es brischa. They have forsaken your covenant. They're not brising. Hashem said, they're not brising? I'll show you. You're gonna have to be present at every single bris. Because and that was when Hashem told Elianovi, prepare your student Elisha to take over. Why? Because to prosecute Jews, we don't need tzaddikim for that. We got Amalek, Haman, Yetzer. They're doing a great job. A tzaddik, his responsibility is to defend, to don lekaf schus. And chas v'shom, the minute he stops doing that, he's out. That's what we see here. Elianovi was one of the greatest tzaddikim of all time, of all time. And yet, the Zohar HaKodesh says that when this tiny, tiny thing was done of saying something negative about the Jews to Hashem, Hashem said, batter up, time for the next pitcher, get the next guy. Elisha Novi takes over. That's how far this goes. That's how far Hashem expects from the true tzaddikim to be in a position to defend, always defend. Every rule has its exception. We know when it came to Korach, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't defend him. Moshe Rabbeinu asked for Hashem to give him a July 4th, to open the earth and swallow him up and everything. And even there, the Arizal tells us that was because of the Chil Hashem. That was because Korach had the ability to turn all the Jews against Hashem and against Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu understood that he needs to be stopped immediately. But in the end, the Arizal says that even Korach, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the one to be misaking, to be involved in rectifying him. As it says in the Pasuk, Tzadik katomor yifrach, the tzadik will rise up, blossom up like a palm tree. So the Arizal says the last letters of the words Tzadik katomor yifrach spell Korach. And the first letters, Tzadik Chof Yud, are 120, 90 and 20 and 10, that Moshe Rabbeinu, after 120, in the form of a soul, will be involved in rectifying Korach even. And interesting, Rabbeinu Zal, there's a statement from Rabbeinu Zal and Chaim Aran, that one time on Purim, he spoke about the rectification of Korach. Interesting, and there's sort of like no explanation for it. Rav Nosson Zal in one place in the Kutei Halachos talks about it, and obviously this is another explanation of why Rabbeinu Zal brought that up on Purim, because Purim is Yom Kippur. Purim is Yom Kippurim. Rav Nosson Zal just explained here, he showed us how the whole battle on Purim between Haman and Mordechai is all about Rosh Hashanah. It's all about this the ability to get the Jews wiped out, to get us judged negatively, which would result in wiping out, destroying the Jews completely, or the tzaddik, Mordechai, who saved us. How did he save us? With gun, with phantom jets? He saved us through his ability to defend, to see the good. He's this Shemen HaMishcha, which you put it on anything, you smear it on anything, and it becomes holy. Anything that comes into contact with the tzaddik becomes holy, just through the contact alone, just through the iskarvus alone. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeh bechinas mor droyer. And this is why this spice, which represents Mordechai, was called mor droyer. The word droyer in Hebrew means freedom. Loshen cherus. Hepech ho'avoidois de sitrach ranal, which is the opposite of what we spoke about earlier, the three sins, avodah zarah, gilui arayah, shfichas dam, which we spoke about in the previous year, which are the things that challenge our prayer, which is the opposite of shem pigam hatfila. We had learned earlier that tefillah is called avodah. We know that the first mission in Perkei Avos says that the world stands on three things: Torah, avodah, and gemilas chasodim. Avodah refers to the sacrifices in the Beis Hamikdash. That was called avodah. And the Gemara says, today we don't have those sacrifices. What's the alternative? Tefillah. Uneshalma porim sifasenu. We replace the cows with our lips. Our lips, our tefillah. So tefillah is called avodah. It's the highest avodah. It's the avodah with the entire heart. And we said that there are three, just like there are three prayers, there's the three sins that challenge that, that bring down tefillah, which are avodah zarah, gilui arayah, shfichas damim, as we explained the previous year. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, that's why the tzaddik, the Shemen HaMishcha, is called droyer, freedom. Freedom meaning coming out of slavery. We said before, when a person gets into debt, when a person owes money, when they borrow, they are a slave. Eved loy velish malve. And that slavery is caused by deficiency in tefillah. When the tefillah is perfect, when a person's tefillah is perfect, he don't have to borrow from anybody. He gets everything he needs from Hashem. So when a person's borrowing, it implies a deficiency, a defect in the tefillah, because of these avoidos, this avdus. And that's why the tzaddik is called drawer of freedom. He's the opposite of this slavery, the avoid of the sitrachra. Kicherus hepech ho'avdus v'ashibud. Because freedom is the opposite of slavery, servitude, a lien, a shibud, when somebody has a lien on something. V'zeh bechinas yoivel. This is also the concept of the Jubilee year, the yoivel. Shenem Arboy, where the Torah defines it as Ukrosem Deroyer Ba'oretz L'chol Yoshvel. You will declare freedom. Everybody goes free. All slaves go free. All liens are off the properties. All loans are canceled. Sheho Avodim Yoitzim L'cheirus. All the servants and slaves go free on Yovel. V'hasodois Choizrim L'baleim. And all the fields return to their original owners. A person who had land, had property, but because of financial trouble was forced to sell his land or to give it, there's a lien on whatever. On Yovel, everything goes free. Everything goes out of that category of avdus, of shibud. K'moshe Kosov, as it says in the Torah, Bishnas Hayovel Hazois, on this Jubilee year, Toshuv Ish El Achuzosoi, each person will return to his piece of land, his property, Ve'ish El Mishpachtoi Toshuvu, and everybody will return to their family. No more slaves, no more servitude. V'hakoil Al Yedei HaShofar. And what's the trigger? The trigger is the shofar. When they blow the shofar on Moitzoi Yom Kippur, That's what declares it as being the Jubilee, the Yovel year. K'maisha Kosov, as the Pasuk says, V'ha'avartem shofar trua. You will blow this powerful sound of the shofar. Shehu bechina shofar shal Rosh Hashanah shetoikim b'chol shana. And the shofar that's born on the Yovel year is directly connected to the shofar that we blow every year on Rosh Hashanah. Ki shofar shal Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom HaKippurim, shel Yovel, heim b'china achas. Because the shofar which is blown every year on Rosh Hashanah, and the shofar which is blown on Moitzoy Yom Kippur, on a Yovel year, are one. K'mo Sham Rabbi Sinizal, as the Gemara says, Ne'emar Trua Barosh Hashanah, or Trua B'Yom Kippurim Shel Yovel, the Torah uses the same word Trua by Rosh Hashanah as it uses regarding the shofar that's blown on Yovel, and we learn out all the laws, that's a bridge, all the laws, so we see that it's the same concept. We learn out one from the other, to apply whatever the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is all about, that's what the shofar of the Jubilee is all about. Because they are really one concept. Bechinas kibbutz golios, about the ingathering of all the exiles. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'hoyo bayoyim hahu yitoka b'shoifer godol. There's going to come that great, great day when Hashem is going to blow the great shofar. Uvo'u ho'oivdim be'eretz Ashur v'anidochem. And all the lost souls, all the people who have become distant from Hashem and distant from holiness and distant from the Jewish people, they're all going to come back. These oivdim, all the lost souls, shein b'chinas habzuyim v'hagruim ho'oivdim v'nidochim b'cherpas avanaseim. This refers to all of those people who are ashamed and embarrassed, and they're terrible, and they're lost in the shame of their sins. V'chulam yoshuvu v'yavoyu, all of them will return and come, v'yishtachavu lefnei Hashem, and bow before Hashem, behar ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim, on that holy mountain in Yerushalayim, shehu b'chinas yira sholem. Yerushalayim represents perfection of yira, which Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in the chapter of Likut Imran that this halach is based on. Shayidei ze ikar hatikun. And this all leads to the ultimate tikkun, which is lechois bekisei hakavod, to grab onto, to become totally connected to the throne of Hashem, the throne of glory, shehu bechinas mekoymoi shel olam, Hashem who is the place of the world, k'mo shekosuv sham b'Torah, as Rabbeinu Zal explains and expounds over there in chapter 1 in Likut Imran, in the second half of Likut Imran. As Rabbeinu Zal writes there at the end of that chapter, that the mitzvah of blowing shofar includes in it all the different tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about in that chapter in the Likut Imran, the three holidays and overcoming the three desires and overcoming the three, all is included in the shofar. K'mo Shapira Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there at the end of the chapter, Al Posuk Tiku Bachoidesh Shofar. When he interprets the Posuk, Ayin Shom, look over there on the Likut Imran and you'll see it. We'll start the next paragraph. Paragraph Yud Beis. V'al Kein Oso Homon Eitz Govoya Chamishim Amo. And this is why Homon set up a scaffold 50 amos high, lekalkel velifkoim chasishon bebechinas yovel. Why 50? He was attacking the yovel, the jubilee, that power of freedom. Shehu shnas hachamishim, which is the 50th year. Sheoz mavir and shofar trua. That's when we blow that special shofar. Shehu bechinas Rosh Hashanah. Shehu hahepech mibizu yanoshim, which is the opposite of insulting people and looking down on people. Shubchinas klipas Amolik, which is what Amolik is all about. Amolik took the most respectable people on earth, the Jewish people, and he's spitting on them. I ain't afraid of them. They're nothing to me. He's gonna attack them. V'alkein be'emes betoikev koichoi shel Mordechai nishapech hagalgal alav. And that's why the reality, what really ended up happening was, through the incredible power of Mordechai at Tzadik, things were turned around completely against Haman, v'toluhu alav, and they hung him up on the tree. Ki loy chofetz bibrocha v'tirchak mimenu. Because Haman doesn't want blessing. He doesn't want any good. it's far from him. Ki hatzadik ho'emes b'chinas Mordechai roitze lezako yises hakoil. Because the true tzadik, of which Mordechai is an example of, He wants to purify everybody. He wants to find merit in everybody. Afilu hagorua shebagruim, even the worst of the worst. Ki hu mekayim b'shleim insalti boz l'choladam, because he's the one who perfectly fulfills, not insulting anybody. Avol kol ze imze habozui roitze b'tikuno shel tzadik. However, the tzaddik can only do this if the person wants the help, if the person wants the tikkun of the tzaddik. Aval kishezeh habozui einoy choifetz bebirchas tikkun shel tzaddik. However, when this person who is full of shame and embarrassment, when he doesn't want, meaning that he's full of sin and everything, when he refuses the tikkun of the tzaddik, adarabe, and just the opposite, hu mevaze u mecharif es hatzadik b'chol abizyonis, he insults the tzaddik using every kind of insult in the world, v'shoifech domoi, and he spills the tzaddik's blood, bebushois u bizyonis rabois, by insulting him and offending him, at sheroi tzegam lishpach domoi mamesh chas v'shom, to the point where there were cases in history, like Rab Nosson Zal experienced, where there were people who considered it a mitzvah to murder. He put out a contract. Somebody put out a contract on Rav Nosson Zal. Kill him. Mitzvah to kill him. Mitzvah to get his students fired from their jobs. Im kol hanilv meilav chasrom. Not just attacking the tzaddik, but attacking all those that are attached to him. Kamoi homon, like homon. Rav Nosson Zal here is in coded words. He's speaking about what he himself went through. And here, there were supposedly religious Jews, rabbis, chassidim, who considered Reb Nosson Zal public enemy number one, mitzvah to kill him. And somebody, they sent a hit team to kill him, and they killed the wrong Reb Nosson. There was another Reb Nosson that lived in close proximity. They did kill him. They killed him, and they found that afterwards they killed the wrong guy. Ad kedei kach. Again, not 1,000 years ago, 150 to a less with recent times, that the Satan was able, that Haman was able to rear his ugly head and cloak himself in religious Jews, supposedly. Kemoy Haman, just like Haman, Shebizo es Mordechai kol kach, who looked down on Mordechai to such a point, at sheloi nechshav be'enof afilu nimkon boi levadoi, where he wouldn't waste a bullet. A bullet was too much to use on Mordechai. If I'm going to shoot him, I ain't going to shoot him. I'm going to wipe out the whole Jewish people. You know, to step on one, this cockroach is too small to step on. If I'm going to step, I'm not going to step on him. I'm going to step on his whole nation. Kamei Shekosev, as it says in the Megillah, vayivez be'enof, that it was degrading in his eyes. Haman considered it beneath him to squash Mordechai. That would be beneath him. That would be an insult. To say I squashed Mordechai. Alkein, therefore, ish kozer, somebody like that, bevadai osur lezakoisoi. You're not allowed to find merit, look for merit in such a person. Ve'osur lachmoilolov, and you're not allowed to have pity on him. Ki habolo horgachobi, because the Gemara says if somebody comes to kill you, make sure you kill him first. Hashkein v'horgoi. This is a question that's been asked to me hundreds of times on chapter 282 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal says you have to judge everybody, l'kav zchus, even a rosho gomor. Keep in mind, every rule has its exceptions. Here, Rabbeinu Nosson Zal is clarifying for us that it's true. Even rosho gomor, even a mechalel Shabbos, a person who eats treif, person who does all the sins in the world, but a person who attacks the true tzaddik, a person who attacks Hashem directly, it's all over. We find that the Zohar HaKadosh, one of the last things that's mentioned in the Tikkuni Zohar, the Zohar HaKadosh mentions, wants to make this point, that the Zohar HaKadosh says that Yerovam ben Nevat, one of the worst Rishonim in history, was standing on an altar bringing sacrifices to idols, and Hashem was able to control himself. Hashem sent a Navi, spoke to the prophet Ido HaNavi, go tell him I don't like what he's doing. Go tell him I ain't gonna wait much longer. If he don't stop, he's gonna be in big trouble. And the Navi says, Edo went, and he told him, King Yerovam, I got a message for you from the real king, Hashem. He don't like you. He don't like what you're doing. And the Navi says, Yerovam heard this. He picked up his hand to smack him. The second he picked up his hand shriveled up, became a tiny piece of skin attached to his shoulder. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, look at this. Look at this. He's bringing sacrifices to idols. Hashem doesn't pull the trigger. Hashem's waiting. Hashem is patient. He can wait. He can contain himself. But he picks up his hand. He picks up his hand towards Tzaddik. Game over. Okay, end of the line. No waiting, no nothing. Hashem pulls the trigger. Ubozeh pogam shol hamelech. And this is where the first Jewish king, again, one of the great tzaddikim of all time, Shol HaMelech, made a mistake. Sheloi shomar mitzvahs Hashem al yidei Shmuel HaNavi. He did not uphold the command of Hashem as taught to him by his rabbi, by Shmuel HaNavi. Vehechya es Agag. He allowed Agag to remain alive. Why? How did he do it? On what basis? Because he knew that a tzaddik is not supposed to insult anybody. He's supposed to find merit in everybody. So he thought, maybe even in him, we have to find merit. To the point where Shaul HaMelech had pity on him. Ve'ovar al mitzvahs Hashem. And he went against the command of Hashem. Because we know the Torah tells us that Shaul HaMelech was one of the most humble people that ever lived. The Torah tells us he was always on the side. He was never in the spotlight. You never saw him. He was always hidden. As the Pasuk says, when they first made him king, it says they insulted him. They didn't treat him with the proper respect. Vayihi kemachrish, and he made believe he didn't see, he doesn't hear, he doesn't know. That's who Shaul HaMelech was. Avol be'emes pogam bozeh. However, this was a mistake. There was a mistake here. Avol be'emes pogam bozeh gamkein. However, that was a mistake also. Once he was a king, if a Jew insults him, he is not permitted to let it slide. K'mo yishom Rabbi Senozal, as the Gemara says, mikol shkein. And especially when the mistake was made of allowing Agag to remain alive, shemimenu yotza Haman, from whom Haman came forth. Ki afal pi shetzrichim lekayim altei boz lecholodom, because even though a Jew is supposed to make every effort in the world not to insult, not to embarrass, not to reject any Jew, any person, but an individual who insults everybody and wants to destroy everything, we definitely have to make every effort to destroy him, to kill him. So he shouldn't destroy the world. This is the great mitzvah of remembering Amalek, remembering what Amalek did. Parsha Zohar, which is coming very shortly. Limchois zichroi min ha'olam, to erase any remembrance of him from the world, wipe him out completely. V'alkein Mordechai tikein kol zeh. And that's why Mordechai was the tikkun for Shaul HaMelech. Mordechai ben Yoir ben Kish, Ish ben Kish. He was a descendant of Shaul HaMelech, Ish Yemini, from the tribe of Binyamin. Ki hu hayomakayim al tehi boz b'shleimus. Because on one hand, Mordechai fulfilled not insulting, not embarrassing, not rejecting anybody to perfection. Avol kishebo Haman liyodoi. But when he was able to get his hands on Haman, nokam boy harbe. He took complete revenge from him. V'kiyem, he fulfilled. V'ato al b'moisemoy tidroich. You will step on, you will trample his place. K'mo yishom Rabbi Senozal, as the Gemara says, v'lo yirotzo lachmoil olov al bonov. Mordechai had no pity on Haman or his children. U'bozeh tikein pigam shol. And by this he corrected, he repaired the sin of Shaul HaMelech, shechomal al agag, who took pity on Agag. Listen to these words now. Ki osur lismoich al daitoi neged mitzvah satoira. A person is not allowed to use their own intellect, their own analysis, to go against a command of the Torah, shetzivso limchoy sezecher Amalek. The Torah which says, wipe out Amalek completely. A person can't start playing chasidus or kabbalah or anything. Hashem said wipe out, it means wipe out. There's no humility, there's no modesty there. Kizeh hamevaze kol odom. Because one like this, who insults everybody, who embarrasses everybody, when he gets power, when he gets strong, he injects into other people to insult everybody, to look down on everybody. We just had this a few years ago, right? Hitler, yemach shemoy v'zichroi. What was he all about? How did he look at the Jewish people? How did he look at the world? Wipe out everybody, trample millions, gas chamber. And again, he was able to educate thousands, hundreds of thousands of people to join him in insulting mankind, stepping on nothing with the Aryan race. I am great and everybody else is nothing, not even a cockroach. Ki behis gabrusa chasishom, because when one like this becomes powerful, mispashetes zuamas kliposoi boilam chasishom, the filth, the tumah of his klipos can spread over the whole world. Bevadai tzrichim l'shor shoy min oilam. Therefore, we definitely have to uproot him, tear him out of the world. Shelo yishor zichroi boilam. There should be no remembrance, no trace of him in the world. Kedei shetizbatel kliposoi min oilam. In order to remove that klipa from the world. Shemevazeis hakoil, which insults everybody. Kedei shayideze nucha lekayim al tiboz lekododom. And by eliminating them, will be able to fulfill having respect for all of mankind, not insulting anybody. Because the more that we succeed in destroying and eliminating the klipa of Amalek, which insults everybody, to that degree we strengthen the power of the tzaddik, who is the exact opposite of that, who doesn't insult anybody, Shemechabed umezake sakoil, who respects and helps everybody, umamshich kedushas hashoifrol shel Rosh Hashanah v'yovel, and draws upon us the holiness of the shoifer of Rosh Hashanah and the yovel year, shaydeze donim esakoil kavshus, through which we're able to judge everybody favorably. Baruch Hashem.